Manuscript Releases, Volume 5, Mr. Number 279. The Sabbath. The Sabbath of the Fourth Commandment, sanctified by God, was given to man as the memorial of the creation of the world and all things therein. Ever since the institution of the Sabbath in Eden, Satan has made a determined effort to destroy this memorial, and in its stead to institute a spurious Sabbath, in order that the memorial of God's great and wonderful works might be lost from the mind, and there be brought about a worldwide apostasy against God's law. He well knows that, by leading men and women to disregard the fourth commandment, he has placed them on his side of the controversy. For God says, "Whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all." Here great and positive truth is stated. "Wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if ye do these things ye shall never fall, for so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." 2 Peter 1 verses 10 and 11. Here is the life insurance policy for every soul that shall strive in the right way and upon the right principles. They shall never fall, but shall have their eternal life insurance papers and the sign given in Exodus 31 verses 12 to 18, in the observance of the Lord's Sabbath. This means obedience to all his commandments, for the keeping of the Sabbath which God has sanctified and blessed at creation is a sign between me and you throughout your generations, forever, that I am the Lord that doth sanctify you. Verses 13, 17. Here is our test which God has made, and he will fulfill his word, if human agents will show their love to God in keeping all his commandments. If they reverence the Sabbath, which is engraved on the first table of stone, they will keep the first three commandments, and the last six will reveal the duty of man to his fellow man. For the Sabbath sign is the covenant between God and man. It is the golden clasp which unites man to God in supreme obedience and reverence, and which unites man to his fellow man. "And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart, and thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou leest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes." Here is God's great test, and the sign of our loyalty to him. We must either observe the Sabbath of the fourth commandment, or repudiate the word, and accept a day that he has not sanctified and set apart for our observance. In the day when every case is decided, these charges of the word of God will be brought forth, and men will be judged by them. Those who have not searched the scriptures to know what God has commanded, and who have observed a day that he has not blessed, will not be excused for their ignorance. Manuscript 99, 1908, page 3. The Buena Vista property as a probable school location. Typed September 23, 1908. The man who magnifies his own office and working in any line to bind about the conscience of another, be he president of the general conference, president of a small conference, or the elder or deacon or lay member of a church, he is out of God's line. The Lord has been dishonored by the misrepresentations that have weakened and discouraged some of his servants, and deprived them of the opportunity to employ their talents because they will not sell their conscience or their powers for other men to use. God desires that men shall stand in their own individual responsibility, and while they are consecrated to him there will be unity in their diversity, as branches of the true vine. It is the duty we owe to our people and to God to send every ray of light given thee of God, demanded for this time, to every tongue and nation,